Mr. World here, about to take the plunge on the world's fastest roller coaster. I hope it's as fast as the in-store labs at Eyeglass World. When you drop in there, they make your glasses the same day. You should give it a whirl. Just remember to keep your hands and feet inside the Eyeglass World at all times.
Get two pairs of glasses for $89 fast at Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Visit eyeglassworld.com to schedule your exam online and for offer details.
I'm joined by Karen Martolio from Mental Health America of Putnam County. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Bella. Thanks for having me on. Always love being here.
I know. So I know that we had several options for up for discussion today, but we think we've settled on one that's pretty good.
We have. We have. This is from Mental Health America is a wonderful organization for many reasons, but part of it is we're part of a national organization that curates this wonderful toolkits for mental health subjects. And this is from the Look Within, Look Around toolkit from earlier this year that was for Mental Health Month. But this is particularly one of the sheets. It's just a kind of a worksheet, and it's called Healthy Home Environments. So I thought we'd talk about, you and I both looked at the sheet, and we thought that the Set Yourself Up for Success was good, and I'll let you kind of explain why it struck you.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, we're kind of getting back into the swing of things after fall break, and we're in that weird zone between fall break and the holidays where it's really easy to kind of let yourself slip back into some old habits that maybe are not the best for you. I know, like, personally, that's something I really struggle with around this time of year.
I totally get it. I mean, and, you know, we talked last month when I was on about, you know, the days getting shorter, and now daylight savings time is going to switch in a couple weeks.
Yes.
And so it's going to get dark even earlier, although the mornings will be bright, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the changes, they can affect us this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you kind of share, I'll let you kind of take the lead on this one.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm going to read part of this because these people have created this, and they say things so eloquently. A lot of times I can kind of go off the cuff, but I'm going to read part of this because I just love the way it says. So, you know, if you're questioning your mental health, and again, you know, it's fall, it's like, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, getting a little more depressed, or, you know, there's all sorts of things that kind of come into us emotionally this time of year. Just getting through the day can be hard, so there's things that you can do to your space to help yourself be more productive and reach your goals. And I would add, just be happier, right? I mean, I think there's just to improve that mental health kind of way about yourself. So ultimately, a healthy home environment will look different from one person to the next. It might take time, thoughtfulness, and multiple tries to get your space to meet your needs, but eventually it'll help you make your space feel right for you. So the title of this little section is What Can I Do to Set Myself Up for Success? So you know, the first one is to remove barriers to healthy habits. And I see this, man. I'll give a specific example. For fall break, we went to some of my relatives, and, you know, we eat out a lot, or, you know, we pick something up from the store to eat, and, you know, it's not planned meals like I like to do, and
right.
So, you know, we eat less healthy, and then, you know, one of my family members has been so good at losing a lot of weight this past year, and then that kind of put a ding in their, you know, their healthy eating, right? And it's more than just like weight loss. They feel so much better. They're healthier. But you know, you want to maintain that. And for me, I eat healthy all the time. It's just a way of life. And so it's easy to slip into those little things. But it, you know, if you just kind of keep after it, then you don't have to kind of get out of an environment that's unhealthy. So,
right.
You know, this is speaking to just remove those barriers to healthy habits. So try putting, like, you know, those healthy foods, like, right in front of you so that you aren't tempted. Like, I have Halloween candy in my office right now, and today I just brought, like, 3 apples. So, you know, I'll make sure. And then I love hot tea. And a former coworker used to joke with me. It's like, Karen, you like a little tea with your sugar, because I put so much sugar in, which is true. It's less than a can of pop, so I justify it that way. But, you know, at the same time, I make myself drink a full glass of water before I have tea. And then I find I don't need so much. And it's just, you know, those little healthy habits, and it's just setting yourself up for success so that, you know, you keep, you know, and this point is to, you know, remove those barriers to healthy habits. What they're saying is, like, try putting your cleaning supplies or chore schedule in sight if you want to be better about keeping those things neat, or actually they even said place fresh fruit on your counter for when you want to eat healthier. So, you know, it's a...
Right.
Actually, I might have read this and forgot about it. So, yeah, exactly. Just putting those things that make your life better, maybe not so much easier, in plain sight so that they're more accessible to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that's a huge part of it is, like, especially when it comes to eating healthy, it's kind of an out of sight, out of mind thing for a lot of people, I feel like. And so I totally agree. Like, we need... Like, in my mom's house, we have this little, like, hanging fruit basket or whatever on the wall, and she puts, like, different fruits in it. But if I don't see it, I don't even think about it. She has to remind me what we have, even though it's right there, because I just don't tend to look at it.
Right. Yeah. And it is. And it's kind of like that. I mean, now I put those apples right next to my candy dish, which have, you know, the Halloween-colored M&Ms, which I love. And M&Ms are great, too, because then I don't have to eat, like, a whole candy bar.
Right.
Right? I literally have three, and then I have an apple. So I get my chocolate fix, but, you know, I have something that's healthy, too. And then I feel better, right? I mean, I think when we don't have all that processed sugar in our... I'm getting off on another subject, but, you know, it's just keeping it up front. So here's another really good tip. It says to keep sensory or stimulation kind of toys around the house. These types of toys can help channel your nervous energy into healthy distractions, so you're better able to focus on the tasks that require a lot of brain power. And one thing that MHA has done in the past, I like to offer it again, but I doodle, right? So doodling is also another kind of meditative way to kind of keep yourself from getting too bogged down with a certain subject. Or, like, if you're in a meeting, it can kind of actually help you process the information that you're taking in. So I just thought those were kind of information points. So did you want to talk about the prep?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, I can. Okay, so if starting the day is hard, lay out your clothes and pack your lunch the night before so you can grab them quickly when the morning comes. Now, I literally do this. I do this. I've always done this since I was in, like, elementary school when my mom would set out everything the night before for me. It's just a habit that stuck. I pick out my clothes the night before and I pack my lunch the night before if I'm bringing lunch. And, like, I'll pack my gym bag. Everything has to be packed the night before because otherwise I'm like a chicken with their head cut off first thing in the morning. I cannot. I have to have everything done for me.
I totally agree. You know, I don't do it. Most of the time I dress in the morning. But I will say that I go to my closet to dress for, you know, nighttime. And I kind of give myself a couple of options.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, even then I don't have to, like, be beholden to, like, a certain thing. But at the same time, I have more options. Like actually, today was even an example. My daughter was in a choir concert last night, so I wore an outfit that was really pretty. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll wear that to work today. And I thought, today is, like... I just don't feel like that, but I like the colors, so it was easier for me to narrow down what I wanted to wear today because I like the colors that I wore yesterday. So,
yeah.
You know, little things that can actually help because then you're not so overwhelmed with your choices.
Right. It's definitely, and some people are, like, emotional dressers, which is me as well. Like, so I will pick out an outfit, but if I'm just like, I'm not feeling that today. At least I know, like, I look at the weather first, and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm kind of looking at. I'm going to be warm or cold today, so.
Right.
It's definitely just a little pre-planning can go a long way.
Exactly. So I think we covered all the big points. Again, there's a fact sheet. Actually, it's launching on our website today. It's part of the Look Within, Look Around toolkit, and this was specifically the Healthy Home Environment toolkit. I do want to just mention one other thing, that if you're taking steps to improve your surroundings at home but are still struggling, you may be experiencing signs of a mental health condition. So you can take a free private screening at mhascreening.org to help you figure out what's going on and determine the next steps. And then in addition to that, mhaopc.org, which is our local website, has this. And then also we have a finding help option, which you can call us and we can step you through or look at the website. There's kind of a whole step thing, a whole series of steps that you can go to if you're trying to determine like more help for yourself in our specific region. So for us, in Putnam County, which is nice because sometimes you don't get that specific local information that you need. So we're here to help with that too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for coming in. I really appreciate
it. It's always delightful to talk to you, Bella. Thank you so much. Giant FM.